my nails looking good.
That's right. Welcome back to Do More Cool Shit. Welcome back to another 15 Minute Friday. I'm your host, Sean McDonnell, and this is a good, good day. That is right. Awesome to have you creative nerds back with me again, as always. I'm so delighted to have you guys along for the ride. Episode 27, Be Free, Most Don't Care. I want to talk about that a little bit. But before we jump into that, of course, I always want to jump back and then I want to look forward. So jumping back, I want to talk about the episode that just came out not too long ago with episode 26 with Christina Muehlberger. Perhaps one of the most laid back episodes, perhaps. I invited Christina Muehlberger, a very nice person and a good friend, a wonderful comedian. And she just braided me really for about an hour. So if you feel like that's something that you maybe would enjoy, definitely go back and listen to that episode. I had Christina on because I really appreciated someone like herself who has a full-time job but is also pursuing other creative things. And I love the conversation that we geared towards, and we went towards this idea of remembering to do things that give you energy, and how often we can feel heavy and how often life can, life can beat us up a little bit, right? But if we find those things that give us energy, whether it's comedy or stand-up or improv or whatever it happens to be, or now doing a one-woman show as Christina did, that those things can feed us, that they can give us energy. And I think that's important that, you know, and that's really what I want to preach on here is no matter what it is that you're doing or how you're taking life on, I think the idea of jumping out there and taking a chance and finding the things that do give you energy to drive you forward, to do more cool shit and to put more stuff out there, I think is so, so important. So that all is encompassed in everything that Christina and I talked about in episode 26. Jumping forward to episode 28, I had an awesome opportunity to go and sit with my good friends Karen and Lee at Hijinks. For 10 years, they've been creating a home, creating a house that makes people who maybe don't have that feeling of home and safety and comfort and warmth, they've been creating that safety for folks, and they've been doing social work in such a different way. They lived and they worked within the confines of the system for so long until they realized that the system isn't the thing that's going to help people feel that. And I've always admired and appreciated the way that they have built a life for themselves, and that has included the things that they enjoy doing. But it's also such a creative way to be able to help. It's a simple way, but it's a very creative way to help other people to redefine what helping neighbors and humans looks like. And I got to sit in their kitchen, which is, everybody knows, is a very special place to come together to share stories. And that's exactly what we did. And that episode's coming out on Monday. That's episode 28. And you're going to hear their story. You're going to be inspired by the creative means. And you're going to hear how they have a living and how they don't have to balance life and work because they just have a life that includes this kind of work that they're doing. And it's very creative work. So that's coming out on Monday, episode 28. But for now, let's get into episode 27, where I want to talk a little bit about being free and releasing the stress that others are watching you. And I think that is such a hard thing to do when I think it's such a hard thing to do to do creative shit if you are so worried about other people and what they're going to put on us and what they're going to look at us like, you know, and how they're going to judge us. I think we learn that really early on. You've heard me say this a million times, and I'm going to keep saying it. We learn this really early on that people are on this planet to judge us and that they're going to grade us. But I don't think that's a good way to live. And I think we do a really, really big disservice to what kind of things people might do, want to do, when we learn that at such a young age, that we're graded by all the things we have, we do, we wear, all that kind of shit. And I think it's not good. And I couldn't think of any better example than to help with this example than to play my dear friend Randy Feltface. If you don't know who Randy Feltface is, you have to go look him up. But here's a little piece that he has kind of around this topic.
And also, what was the point of developing having opposable thumbs for you to take a photo of your head, post it on the internet, and then just stand by for validation. No one gives a fuck about your head. They'll only validate it in order to gain permission to post a photo of their own head on the internet and stand by for validation. The people who give a fuck about your head will at some point see it in real life. Fuck your head and the neck it rode in on. Your vanity is sucking up my bandwidth.
I can't get enough of Randy Phelps. And when I heard that clip, I was like, oh man, this has got to go in there. You know, because it's true. You know, we have developed so many systems to validate what we're doing to other people, and that nobody really, ultimately, nobody gives a shit about what you're doing, you know? And it's so true. When I watched that clip, I was like, man, that just hit home. And I wrote that down in my little notebook here in front of me, and I was like, I have to have that clip in there. Because it just hits the nail on the head. It's like, nobody gives a shit about the picture you're putting. All they're doing is saying, oh my God, like, I thank God you've now given me the space to do the thing I want to do. You know, some truth maybe to that. I think there's more to it than that, but I just love that clip. And I think it was something that reminds me all the time of like, yes, 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 nobody is really paying that close of attention. And why do I care if they're even paying that close of attention? And while I was doing some research and I was pulling out stuff, and I started thinking about all the people that I've had the chance to sit down with over the podcast, and I'm like, man, it's so cool to see people out there doing different things. And you know, if you go back to episode 2 and then 4 and 6 and you go all the way through, you're going to find almost every single person on this podcast is doing something that probably scares the shit out of them, you know, but they had to have overcome somehow. They've had to internalize and say, look at, this is the way I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to do, you know. And I got to go back to someone like Carolyn Gummo, who's like, you know, I'm going to wear the outrageous outfits that I want. And when you do that, she gets tons of compliments, right? It's like, what a standout, you know, and that episode was quite a long time ago. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to that. You know, you look at someone like Chantel Clarkin, who had a very stable job, and everybody around her probably was like, yeah, like, wow, this is amazing. Like, you're working at Chio and you're doing all this stuff. And then you just blow it all up to go and do like that. That's crazy, right? But I think what we're learning through this journey is that it's okay and that you can do that more and more and more, right? And even on episode 28 that's coming out, I think Karen and Lee talk about having very stable government jobs with pensions and retirement plans and health benefits and all this stuff. And oh my God, it's scary to think like, and of course everybody's proud, right, of that person that's like, yeah, you are, you know, you're solid and you're doing this thing, and then you blow it all up and nobody ever understands, right? And I know that feeling. I 100% know that feeling, because people are always confused about how it is what I'm doing or what it is that I'm doing and how I make a life. But I think it's about making a life, and I think we don't teach each other how to make money, how to value other things other than money. I think it's only later in life, when I start talking to people that are in their 80s and 90s, that they're like, yeah, you know, I should have done this or I could have done that. And the only regrets they have is not spending enough time with other people or exploring the world or whatever it is. It's never like, oh, I really wish I would have bought that 2021 car that I had the chance to buy when I had that chance. You know, like I've never heard that sentiment. And when I was going through stuff for this episode and trying to think about ways to make that point, I came across this quote from Denzel Washington that says, you'll never be criticized by someone who is doing more than you. You'll always be criticized by someone doing less. Remember that. And I thought that was so true. Like, if you are out there doing and moving, one, you're probably not going to have to pay attention at all to what other people are saying, because you're too busy doing cool shit, you know. And if you want to be creative and you want to do something a little bit different, it's okay, because probably nobody that's worthwhile listening to is talking about you, you know. And if they are talking to you and you value them, then you're going to meet them. And like that's what Randy kind of says, you know, is a little bit of like tongue in cheek, but it's like, you're going to meet them face to face, you know, and those people are in your life. But if it's people that want to say stuff about you, then they have the time to do that, and they shouldn't be concerned. You shouldn't be concerned with them is what I think Denzel was trying to say, is like they're not busy doing. You are the one busy doing. And I really like that. I like that sentiment. I like that idea. I like that reminder. And one thing I would love to start normalizing more and more, and I think both in education, but also in just society, I think one thing that we could get better at is being proud of taking chances. You know, we need to normalize taking chances, being bold, and not being afraid to fail. And I love, I wish right now I had the opportunity to pull up some clips from companies, or maybe in future episodes I will, but there are so many companies out there now that are actually rewarding failure, that are rewarding chance taking, and it's improving people's opportunity to think outside the box, to be creative, to push the limits, and to not just fall within the system. And one person that I really, really wanted to highlight during this episode, and it's any of his books are worthwhile picking up, but he is a journalist, he's an author, he is many, many things. In this particular book, he is the human guinea pig, and I love this. It's called The Human Guinea Pig Diaries, and it's written by A.J. Jacobs, and it's a New York Times bestseller. He also wrote The Year of Living Biblically and The Know-It-All. The Year of Living Biblically is also a book that sits on my shelf and is hilarious, where the man literally takes the 12 commandments and he lives them. 12 commandments? 10 commandments? I'm not religious. There's a lot of commandments. There's a few commandments out there. But in this book specifically, I think it's such an interesting read for anybody that's creative and anybody that wants to normalize taking chances. I'm going to play you a small clip from an interview that A.J. Jacobs was in, and I think you're going to get a sense, and then I want to talk a little bit more about the book.
I have been called the human guinea pig, and I don't mind. I think it's a fine title. I'm a writer, and what I like to do is just dive into my topics, totally immerse myself, and change my lifestyle. I have done dozens of experiments over the years. One I did was called What Would George Washington Do? I followed the list of 110 rules of life that the father of our country wrote when he was a young man. Some of them you might expect, like honor your elders. Others not so expected. The second rule in this list is do not adjust your private parts in public. Solid rule, I have no problem with the rule, but I would have put it a little bit lower, like 85, 86. I did one experiment called radical honesty, the idea that whatever's on your brain should come out of your mouth. No filter. That was one of the worst months of my life. I feel very lucky that I'm still married and I still have a job, because you can't believe the number of lies that we tell on a daily basis. I also did an experiment where I tried to follow all the rules of the Bible for a year. I had to wear no mixed fibers. I did stone adulterers, although I used very small stones, like pebble-sized, so no one got hurt. My latest project, I'm helping to build a family tree.
Okay, so you get the point. You get the point, right, of A.J. Jacobs doing some of this stuff. And it's kind of a little bit outrageous, but it's such a great practice of being creative and of about, pushing the limits and not... So he's a nutter, right? He's a total nutter. I think he for sure deserves the title of... creative nerd, right? He's out there, he's doing this stuff. So in his book, The Guinea Pig Diaries, which I think absolutely everybody should pick up, one, because it's a really good book and he writes really well. Two, because I think it is such a study in taking chances and doing some crazy shit with some really cool outcomes, you know? And I think studying how humans work and live and interact is such a valid study. And some of the titles in here, he's like, my outsourced life, my life is a beautiful woman. I think you're fat was the title of the chapter where he had no filter. The truth about nakedness, the unitasker, where he only would do one thing at a time. And he tried really, really hard to not multitask, and he pushed himself to these limits. And I think I think it's important that you know, people read stuff like this, because it is important that we remember that it's okay to fail, that it's okay to take chances. And I hope that at the end of this, you know, you do remember this whole idea of, like, no one is really paying attention. Like, you can live the life you want to live no matter what it is. And, like, I think this idea of, like, I have a, you know, a guilty pleasure of watching this TV show. If you like it, fucking watch it. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Why is it a guilty pleasure? Just watch it and do it and wear it with pride and say, yeah, I watched that show and I fucking love it. You know, I think this virtue signaling of, like, I'm better because I don't do this or that, I think, I don't know where that comes from, but you need to release that from your life. You know, it's really, really freeing when you can release some of that stuff, and you can release that people are going to judge you, or they're going to look at you different, or what happens if it doesn't work out. I mean, there are countless opportunities and chances, and even within this podcast, there are so many examples of people that just broke free and were like, fuck it, I'm going to do this thing. And I'm so, so happy that I know so many of those people, but I'm so sad at the same time to know that there are so many people that want to do that. And I know that there's already been people that have written into the show that are like, oh man, I would love to, but, you know, and they have this but, or this and, or this, like, there's just something that's holding them back. Or, like, you know, there's just so many examples out there of people that are doing it, and it's worthwhile. So if you have a creative idea and you have this inkling and this idea, and again, you need to find your people, then you know where to go. DoMoreCoolShit.com is the place to go to find the people that can bring you that kind of stuff, that can bring you the support you need, that can say, yeah, yeah, then give you a push. You know, and I hope that at the end of this episode, you're not afraid to practice in the light. You know, I think a couple episodes ago, I talked about practicing in the dark. What are you doing when nobody's watching? Well, you know what? Most of the time, nobody's watching. So just do it in the fucking daylight. It doesn't matter. You know, if you're creative, if you're working on something, go for it. You know what? And the benefit of sometimes practicing in the light is that, you know, someone else might see you practicing and they might come join you. You know, practicing in the light, somebody might say, hey, I remember being at stage one where you're at. Can I give you some tips, or can I help you out? And it's a nice feeling when that happens, you know. You know, and honestly, if somebody's going to degrade you while you're trying to practice and get better, I remember a coach telling me a long time ago, and this is something that's always burned into me. I was playing hockey. It was a hockey coach, and he said, if you're not going to fall when we're doing speed tests around circles, then you're not pushing yourself to your limits. I'm not afraid of you falling. You need to push yourself to the limits of how far you can bend, how far you can stride, how far you can, like, go. If you never fall, then you're not going to know. You're always going to play it safe. And I think that has always stuck with me, probably since I was 10 years old. That statement has always stuck with me, and I think that's true in life. I think if we never learn to extend our stride as far as we can, if we don't fall down a few times, then we never know how far we could push. And I think that is true in sports as well as it is in life, as well as in any creative endeavor. So I thank you so much. My time is definitely well up. I definitely failed this week on the 15 minutes, but I hope that you've enjoyed the episode, and I hope that you leave this episode with a sense of reinvigoration to get out there, to try, to know that nobody's judging you, and if they are judging you, it's not worth your time. And I hope that you enjoy your weekend, and I hope that you come back and enjoy the Monday episode where I talk with Hijinks. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. Have a great, great weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Got dressed and I left at 10. Check my nails, looking good. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh.